This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial's set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We're delighted you're with us. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, for now. And Jason's engineering the broadcast. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up. It's 712-770-9418. Thank you, Global Star, for making that available to our class. Dr. Shealy's with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy. Are you blissed?
Why not? It's better than the other way around.
Yeah. Well, before we get into the indigestion that we're probably going to cause with today's discussion about the corona panic, I'd like to say that the early on in this pandemic, I coined the term corona panic. Now, this term has become used by others, and I want to thank them for agreeing with me at a time when others believe that this is not real. They think it's a fake. They think it's a fraud. And yes, there could be many, many different exploitations of this pandemic for personal gain, personal greed, control of the people, locking them down. Yes, absolutely. This all could be true. Any and all could be true. But the point is you have to survive it. And in many ways, in my opinion, that this is similar to the Spanish influenza of 1918 that infected 500 million people in the world and killed between 50 and 100 million people in the world. And the Spanish influenza infected, at the time, 1/4 of the world's population. Now, survival at that time, I believe, was dependent largely on hygiene and a strong immune system. And one item that most forgot about right now is plain old soap. Dr. Shealy, your comments?
Well, there's nothing better than soap. I mean, we can't bathe in hydrochloric acid, and hydrogen peroxide is okay, but, it's just not as useful. Soap is definitely the first line of defense.
Yeah, well, I think you can bathe in hydrochloric acid for about, like, a second.
Well, yeah. But I haven't heard of a shortage of hydrochloric acid yet.
Yeah. That's right. So here's an interesting thought, Dr. Shealy. The International Olympic Committee said on Sunday, that was yesterday, that postponing the 20... Now, that was yesterday, so today could be completely different. But yesterday they said that postponing the 2020 Olympics is one of its options as the world grapples with the corona pandemic. But cancellation of the Tokyo showpiece was not on the agenda. I'd like to make a comment about that. Now, this is Japan. This is the same country that attacked the United States in 1941 on December 7th and destroyed our naval fleet at Pearl Harbor and kicked off World War II. And this is the same country that poisoned all of the world's oceans, beginning in 2011, with the meltdown of their nuclear reactors. And they don't know if they want to continue this trend of destruction with the worldwide Olympic Games held in Tokyo, Japan. They don't know. And here's the thing. The Olympic Games are just that. They are games. They are not mission critical in any stretch of the imagination. Dr. Shill, your thoughts about that?
Well, you know what's interesting? I was 9 years and 3 days old when Pearl Harbor took place. I remember that extremely well. We lived on a, we moved from a little town of 5,000 people out to a farm 3 miles away with 600 acres, and we actually had, I believe, 1,000 troops who landed on our farm from the air and did maneuvers there preparing for World War II. And even though I sometimes say it's the worst panic we've had, it is infinitely worse. We did not have a panic when World War II came along. We had a mobilization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I definitely believe we have a panic now, and I knew it was coming, and you know, I should say I believed that it was coming for months now, and here it is with the supply chain shortages and so forth. So here's an interesting story. We got a call over the weekend from someone we know in Virginia, and this person put gloves on, you know, those latex gloves, got in their vehicle, drove to the public library to return some books. You know, while it's still reasonably safe to get in a vehicle and do that. This person has been shut, their business has been shut down. So this person is at home and wanted to get the books back to the library. You know, it's just a reasonable thing to do. Get the books back to the library and before fines and all that. Well, this is in Rappahannock, Virginia. And let me just read what it says. So we got this message that the library is no longer accepting books from return inside the library or outside in the, you know, that drawer handle you pull down and you slide your books in there and they go into a bin. You know, so you can drop them off from the outside without going inside the building. They're not accepting books for return. Period. So here's what, so I went to the internet and I went to their website. And the headline is, on their website, okay, the Rappahannock Regional Library, says, all Central Rappahannock Regional Library branches closed March 16th through March 29th. To help prevent the spread of COVID-19 in our community, all Central Rappahannock Regional Library branches will be closed Monday, March 16th through Sunday, March 29th. All holds will be suspended through March 29th. I guess it means holding books for pickup. All late fees accrued between March 16 and 29 will be waived once the library reopens. Please keep all materials as the book drops are closed. That's what it says. Now, it says they're closed on March 16th through March 29th, but it doesn't say they're going to reopen. It just says they're closed. And I think it was written that way very carefully because they probably are going to have to say, yeah, and we're still closed, and we're going to be closed for another 2 weeks or another 2 months or whatever they happen to decide. But what I'm saying is, this is so serious. Library employees don't want to touch the books from your home back to them. Have you heard anything like that, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I haven't heard about that, but I'm not surprised.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. I think the stuff, I think it's Philadelphia, where they're not going to arrest criminals for anything.
almost anything. They're gonna try kindness. But they say that kindness is in short supply. And so
in fact, it doesn't exist.
So they're going to say, listen, would you don't show us that marijuana you're smoking. Would you turn away so we don't see that heroin injection that you're giving yourself? That way we don't have to touch you with these handcuffs and put you in our vehicle and have you breathe on us. That's really what they're saying. And across the country, prisoners are being released. because they know that the prisons are a sweat house, and it's a great petri dish breeding ground for the coronavirus to infect people that are locked in there. And including Harvey Weinstein, he now has tested positive for the coronavirus while he's been under lock and key. So they gave it to him. They gave him the coronavirus.
That is not quite as bad, maybe, as AIDS, but it's due justice, maybe.
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting thing about that. You know, in the old days, you know, in the Jeffrey Epstein days, you know, they had to figure out how they were going to get in there and, you know, sneak in there and kill him. Now, they don't have to do that. Now, all they have to do is have an infected prisoner just walk around and, you know, go visit the Charles Mansons and the Jeffrey Dahmers and the, you know, and those. That's all they have to do now. And no one will know exactly how this happened. So there doesn't need to be an injection of poison. There doesn't need to be a baseball bat. There doesn't need to be a bullet. There doesn't need to be a strangulation. All they need to have is someone walk by. And a few days later, the person's suffering, and if they don't get medical attention right away, which is just oxygen, that's all they can do right now, and a respirator and fluids, and vitamin C if they're smart enough, right, then the person might die. As a matter of fact, you and I were talking over the weekend, and I mentioned, and I'd love to hear your reaction to this, because this is a medical ethics question that's, I mean, I don't know how anybody could grapple with this in the medical profession, but they are, and they have, and they've made decisions on it already. Italy, about a couple days ago, said that if you're over 80 years old, there's nothing they're going to do for you. They're not going to treat you, because they have so many people who are younger that anyone over 80, they weren't going to treat for the coronavirus.
I just heard on the news this morning that in Italy it's now anybody over 60.
That's correct. That's correct. And it went from 80 to 60 in a couple days. Literally a couple days. Because they announced the 80 a couple days ago, and now it's 60. That's exactly right. What do you think about that, Dr. Shilley? Is that immoral? Or, I mean, these people are now, whoever's making these decisions, are making life and death decisions based on age.
Well, to me, it's the opposite of medical ethics, but I'm not an authority on this kind of epidemic. It just is foreign to me.
Okay. Well, so, Dr. Shilley, how do you feel about, you know, four people coming to the hospital, two of them being, you know, in, let's say, in their 50s, and two of them being 61 or 62 or 63, and just deciding. Would you live with that the rest?
If I had to make a choice, I would pick the person who's sickest.
Huh?
That's what I would think of as common medical ethics.
Right. That makes sense to me. If the person is repairable. You know, if the person has been, the sickest one has been shot with a machine gun, is leaking all over, you know, you might say, well, this guy's got, you know, 10 seconds left, even though he's the sickest. But under normal circumstances, I absolutely positively agree with you. But that's not what's happening. People are being allowed to live or die based on age. Dr. Shilley and I will be right back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and Dr. Shealy, I received this this morning from Joey in Michigan, one of our instructors, and he said the World Health Organization says avoid ibuprofen to alleviate the coronavirus symptoms. It says the World Health Organization quickly recommended on March 17th that people suffering from COVID-19 symptoms should avoid taking ibuprofen after the warning became public. They say that so-called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories like ibuprofen worsen the symptoms of the illness caused by the coronavirus. And it said that some patients have experienced serious adverse effects while taking these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, in a sense, I don't know how much evidence they have of that. I mean, is that different from aspirin? Is it different from the other non-steroidals? I don't know. I haven't heard any medical evidence about that. On the other hand, I can understand that taking almost anything when you've already got symptoms of a major viral illness can sometimes go the wrong way. Our bodies are very sensitive. And once our immune system has collapsed enough to allow a major virus in, I mean, we don't know, for instance, in a group of any age, how healthy you are to start with, how much it takes to make you come ill with the virus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would you recommend if someone exhibits the systems? Would you?
Well, I love the idea of using the hot air with a hair dryer. I've received several things about that, including a video that shows breathing 5 minutes in two or three times when you feel a symptom come on. The virus apparently cannot live, and I believe it is 153 degrees. And going into a sauna can help, but using a plain old hair dryer and just inhaling it with every breath and turning it away from your body when you're breathing out supposedly will kill the virus. I like that idea better.
Okay, but 153 degrees will burn you, right?
Not in the air coming in.
Okay.
You wet your face. You spray your face with water and just breathe it as you breathe in. Turn the hair dryer away as you breathe out, back and forth for 5 minutes. And they show pictures of it. And it makes sense to me.
Okay, so class, if you want to know more about this, why don't you do some research for yourself, make your own decision, and see what you think. Now, one thing I would suggest that you do, before many hair dryers have a screen, and the screen traps some of the dust. So you may want to, that trapped dust will raise the temperature even higher. Now that might be too much. So what I'm saying is there's less volume of air blowing across those nichrome wire coils, so that it would be much hotter. So be very careful. So you may want to remove the dust from the screen on your hair dryer, okay? And you also want to make sure that you run it for a minute or two to get any dust that might be trapped in the hair dryer to blow out, so you don't inhale that and make everything even worse. Dr. Shiller, your comments about that?
Yeah, in fact, in the picture they showed in the video, they show you with your fingers partially blocking the intake of air on the back of the dryer.
Okay, so that would increase. That would do the same thing that dust would do. It would increase the temperature because you'd have less flow of air over the same amount of heated coils. So,
yeah, they say the opposite.
Oh, really? They say the opposite? Well, they're wrong. They're wrong because if you restrict the airflow, you'll have less air blowing over the nichrome wires, and it will get hotter with less air. It absolutely will.
There's so much information out there, and I don't think you can unequivocally 100% believe any of it.
Yeah. When we come back, I'll do a little bit of research during the break, and I'll see what I can find out and share with Dr. Shealy, and we can discuss it if I can find something relevant. Now, we can talk about some of the economics of this and what's happening in the restaurants. You won't believe this. We'll be right back.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Democrats in the U.S. Senate prevent a procedural vote on a $1 trillion economic stimulus package in response to the coronavirus, the top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says,
"This is, Mr. President, a national emergency, not a partisan opportunity."
Democrats claim too much of the money in the bill would be going to big corporations and not enough to American workers.
Large corporate bailout with no protections for workers and virtually no oversight.
That's the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer. Several senators are unavailable to debate or vote on the measure because of the virus. Both U.S. senators from Utah, Mitt Romney and Mike Lee, say they recently had contact with Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who has tested positive for COVID-19, so Lee and Romney are now self-quarantining. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, class. If you'd like to find him on the internet, you can go to normshuley.com, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. Dr. Shuley, I think we've been broadcasting about 9 years, because I started in 2011, and that's about, and you were like right there, there in the very beginning. I think that's about right?
I think so.
Almost 10 years? Yeah.
He was in the summer.
Yeah. I'm looking at a map, Dr. Shuley, just to talk about how this panic has progressed. And I'm looking at a map that shows the average, this is restaurants, okay, across the United States, and how they're faring, you know, with the same week last year. So this is quite stunning. There are only three states in the United States that have an increase in restaurant revenue. Only three. Montana, Oklahoma. Montana is 1% more than the same week in 2019, the same week last year. Montana is 1% more. Oklahoma is 1% more. And New Jersey is 19% more. Every other state is in decline. And some of the big declines are, let's see, Washington State, 28% down. Oregon, 29% down. California, 28% down. Texas, 3%. Florida, 13%. Georgia, 24%. Here in Missouri, we're only down 25.1%. Illinois, 25.7%. So all the states are in decline. New York, 29, actually roughly 30% down. And it's just starting to get a foothold. So I can see the domino effect very clearly, Dr. Shealy, that as restaurants are in decline, that restaurant employees will lose their jobs, and they won't be able to pay the rent, they won't be able to make the car payments, they won't be able, they'll be really in bad shape, and so will everybody else. And it's not just the restaurant employees. I think this is just a microcosm of what we're facing. You have any thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's going to affect every single business in the country one way or the other, mostly negatively. And I don't see how we can avoid something just slightly worse than 1929.
Okay, we're in total agreement. We are in absolute total agreement. I just think it'll be much, 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 much worse. Now, 1929 was the first Great Depression. And I've made the statement that we are in my opinion, we are in the second Great Depression and have been for a while.
It will become the greater or greatest.
Correct. Yeah, I agree with that. I think it will be the greatest depression of all time. And I know that many people have said that this is a fraud, fake, a hoax, BS. I'm not convinced that that's the case. I'm convinced just the opposite, that this is real and that there are plenty of conspiracy theories that may also be true, exploiting the hardships and the destruction of this pandemic. And I've heard people say publicly on air that this is not a pandemic. That is quite far from the truth. If you look up the definition of pandemic, you'll find it's true. Dr. Shealy, would you say that this is a pandemic?
It looks to me as if it's pretty unequivocal. I don't know what the legal definition of a pandemic is. I know what the emotional feeling of a pandemic is, and I think we're in it.
Okay. All right, well, let me tell you, paraphrasing, I can tell you what the legal definition is. It's a disease that spreads more than the typical flu. So the flu might happen every year at, you know, at the same seasonality, but about the same numbers, and it doesn't really spread worldwide, and it doesn't increase with an increasing frequency. So it doesn't increase with increases over the increases. So the pandemic is one that spreads to all continents, one that increases in frequency over any other time that there's been an illness like that. I mean, that would be a paraphrased definition of a pandemic, which this meets, because every day it seems to get, the numbers aren't getting lower, they're getting higher. As a matter of fact, every 3, 4, or 5 days, it doubles. So it fits the definition of a pandemic, according to, you know, the official definition. And medically, I think that you've said what it feels like. It feels like a pandemic. And if you read the news, how can you avoid knowing about this thing, right? I've seen people with gloves on. Dr. Shealy, our gate is locked. So let's talk about a little more anecdotal evidence of what's happening. Let's talk about the U.S. mail. Okay? So we live in rural America. Happens to be Missouri. And so do you, Dr. Shealy. Now, don't you have some guy or gal riding around in a Jeep that or a similar vehicle that has a light on it that says U.S. Mail or U.S. Postal Service or something like that with flashing lights that stops at the mailboxes and it goes from mailbox to mailbox? Don't you have something like that? We do.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. All right. So those people are paid by the route. Okay. So, you know, they used to like it when they would stop here and we'd give them packages for shipping. They'd come down this driveway. We have a long driveway. It's about, you know, it's pretty long. And just like you do, Dr. Shealy. And they would drive down the driveway and bring us our packages and say, do you have anything to ship? Now, they would get paid more. They get paid more if they increased their pickups, because that's like selling. Well, now what's happening is with people buying online from Walmart.com and Sam's Club.com and Amazon.com, now the Postal Service people are annoyed because they're not picking up little packages. They're delivering heavy items. Like at our house, they're delivering things like power steering racks, rack and pinion steering racks. Might weigh 30 pounds, a 3 foot long box. People are buying their food, cases of food. Now the U.S. Postal Service has become the delivery service for a lot of companies that people don't want to visit because people, the customers, don't want to get the coronavirus, so they're buying things online. Now the postal employees are getting frosted because now they're having to work harder. And I'm not exaggerating. They're frosted. And they're annoyed. Now, who are they annoyed with? The customers. They're annoyed with the people that they used to like to see. But now the people like us are getting things delivered by the Postal Service. They're annoyed. And I'm not exaggerating. They're complaining. Now, so what do we do? Do we try to appease the postal employees? Or do we say, tough, that's your job. Get over it. Or quit.
Pragmatic reality.
Well, okay, so we ordered some dog food. Now, and if you go to Walmart.com, and if you've got your thinking cap on, and you figure out that it costs less to go order dog food in 50-pound bags from Walmart.com than it costs, you know, in gas to go get it, and if you live in a lower tax area, as we do, it's stupid for us to go buy dog food at Walmart. Even without the virus. Add the virus to it, and it's insanity going to Walmart. So we have ordered dog food. It's already been delivered, you know, over a while ago. So it's already here. And what Walmart has to do is package the dog food in a heat-shrinked, sealed, heavy-duty bag. So now it's in another bag, which is now a garbage bag for us. And they deliver it, and it costs less, and it comes by UPS. Now, the UPS driver doesn't say, would you all knock this off? He's glad to have a job. But that's different from the government employees who are annoyed because they have to work a little harder. But what I'm saying a lot of things in those few comments. One is, I suggest y'all consider buying online, and then what you can do what we do. We use gloves. And we unload with gloves and a mask, okay, because we don't want the dust on us. And then we leave it in the sun for a couple days for the ultraviolet light of the sun to disinfect it. Dr. Shealy, your comments about that?
But it's interesting. I never thought about ordering my dog food that way, but I just went to the little store over in Fair Grove Friday and got new, you know, a month's supply. And I'm just looking it up on the internet, and in general, what I find on the internet is somewhat more expensive than I was paying it in Fair Grove. But I might keep looking to see if I can.
Okay. Do you have a Sam's Club? Do you have a Sam's Club account?
I used to. I haven't been there in several years, so I didn't renew it last year.
Okay. Let me give you an example. So we bought Purina dog food, dry dog food. So it's a name brand. Now, I won't say it's the very, very best. It's hard to get the very, very best. So to keep our dogs alive, I bought some Purina dog food, 50-pound bags, delivered at a lower tax rate, 6.1% here versus 8-point-something in Springfield. And there's a Sam's Club in Springfield, so I'd have to pay about 8 or 9% sales tax. So it's now 6% because we have it delivered. And it's about $21 for 50 pounds for Purina.
Wow. That's inexpensive.
That's delivered.
Yeah.
For 50 pounds.
That is good.
Now, they also, you know, they've been messing with the sizes, and you get the fun size, which is, you know, when they have fun-sized pieces of candy, they're big enough to find the wrapper, but not small enough to find the candy. they cheat, and they call it fun size, and that's my terminology for how they rip us off. But, yeah, you can get, or you can buy Old Roy, which is the old the Walmart house brand of dog food, and I'm sure it's made by a major manufacturer of dog food. There are only a few manufacturers anyway. And it's about $19 and change for 50 pounds delivered to your door, double wrapped. Yeah. So, class, I suggest you think about that and at Sam's Club. Now, you'll have to be a member of Sam's Club. And I think membership is about $35 a year. Or the deluxe, top-of-the-line premium membership, and I forget what that's called. It's $100 a year. But you get percentages back. So if you get the $100 a year one, you can get 5% back on your fuel that you buy at Sam's Club, which is even less, or fuel that you buy at any other gas station, 5% back. And you get free shipping on anything or almost anything that you buy. So if you think about it, $100 doesn't go very far in shipping costs. Just shipping. I think it would cost $50 to ship a dog food bag with 50 pounds in it to you, Dr. Shealy, from here. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Sheely's with us, and just to round out that discussion, Dr. Sheely, Old Roy, which is Walmart's brand of dog food, $19.98, 50 pounds shipped to you. And if you want to get one of their credit cards, which is the Capital One Walmart Rewards card, you can get an additional 5% back, but there's some gotchas, and one is you have to use your smartphone to use the Walmart Pay with that credit card. So I wouldn't do that part, but I have bought the dog food. So I wanted to suggest that. I did some fact checking on the internet about the hair dryer, hot air from the hair dryer will kill the coronavirus. Now on the surface it seems like it might have some benefits, but what I read is both. I read both. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. So the answer is, you'll have to do your own research, class, because I don't know. And Dr. Shilly, you haven't tested this, have you?
No.
Okay, so
I don't have a hair dryer.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, sooner or later, those who have them will find out that they stop working and they're going to have difficulty replacing them. So you might want to learn how to fix a hair dryer, class, because that's coming your way. I ordered three thermometers over a month ago, probably 6 weeks ago, from China. And it said the delivery would be in a week to 2 weeks, something like that. And it looks like it's going to be a couple more months. So, you know, it's a slow boat from China, if at all they get here. And I'm under the understanding that some of the stores that sell thermometers are out of them, like the dollar store and so forth. The ones I bought were the mercury-type thermometers, the good old-fashioned ones that will work forever until you drop them or break them. So I ordered three of them, and they were a little over a dollar a piece and shipped from China, and that's where they make them anyway. So if you want one, it's going to be from China. We don't make them. Bottom line is, I don't know if I'll ever get them. So that's one thought. Dr. Julie, in Australia, the Prime Minister has ordered all pubs and licensed venues to shut down starting today. Okay? And that's clubs, movie theaters, cinemas, gyms, nightclubs, casinos, places of worship, and they all are to shut down. Now, the government schools are still open, so children are in school today. But they they want people to follow social distancing rules. What are your thoughts about some of these lockdowns that have happened, Dr. Shu? That's just one.
Well, you know, I heard a long discussion about it on the radio coming in this morning, and at least in some states, they are exempting physicians and nurses from the lockdowns, but not practically anybody else. And they haven't issued that kind of thing here in Missouri yet. But, you know, we all need to pay attention. That's one thing where we must at least keep up with the daily changes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So in Australia, there's a list of what will close and what will stay open. And this is the reason why are we mentioning Australia, because we all live on the same planet. And the Australians may think in a similar fashion to what we do here in the United States, just as Europe may. Now, there's some differences, of course, in our thoughts and what we and how we react, but people are people, and to a large degree, we think in a similar way. Well, what will close in Australia are registered and licensed clubs, licensed premises in hotels and pubs. I'm reading this verbatim. Restaurants will only be able to provide a takeaway service, meaning takeout. Places of worship will close. Cinemas, nightclubs, casinos, and other forms of indoor entertainment will close. Funerals will have to follow an enforced 4-meter rule. That's about 12 feet. So no one gets closer to anyone else than 12 feet. Now, what will stay open in Australia? Supermarkets, shopping centers, bottle shops. Now, I think a bottle shop would be a liquor store. Schools, hairdressers, and beauticians. Now, I don't understand this, because one thing that would absolutely spread the coronavirus, in my opinion, would be a hairdresser and a beautician. Absolutely.
I agree. Okay. And it seems to me, of course, one of the obvious places where there's more than 12 people in a room is classrooms, schools.
Right. So it looks like there's two choices. One, do you want to save the economy, or do you want to save people? Now, if you want to save people, you lock everything down and nobody moves. But there are a lot of problems associated with that, like food, supplies, medicine. There's a lot of problems with that. Now, if you let people move, they're going to spread the virus and more will die. But the economy will be a little better off. But it looks like we're doing both, and we're going to get the worst of both, and very few benefits of both. So it looks like people are going to die, and it looks like the financial industry is going to collapse, and commerce is going to collapse, and we will be in worse financial shape than the first Great Depression. Those are my thoughts. Dr. Shuley, any comments before we go into our break?
Agree.
Okay. All right. I've got more anecdotal evidence and more stories that we can share and discuss when we come back about the coronavirus.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.